Well, it looks like Aaron Banks has been stirring it up in Westminster again, because he just told the truth, and they don't like the truth down there. But this is the report from themirror.co.uk. It does include a video, and I'll be including the audio so you can hear the man himself tell the truth. Millionaire Brexit backer Aaron Banks declares everything's buggered in parliamentary committee. Millionaire Brexit backer, why do they have to make a point about him being a millionaire? They do this all the way through. Anyway, Brexit backer Aaron Banks left MPs open-mouthed today with a damning assessment of the global economy, saying, quote, everything's buggered. His sweary outburst came during a tetchy appearance at the Treasury Select Committee, giving evidence as a co-director of the Leave.eu campaign. During the grilling, he was asked by Labour MP Rachel Reeves what effect he thought leaving would have on UK interest rates.
I recognise that there are many risks to financial stability, both global and domestic, but I would argue that at a time when our economic recovery is still fragile, and you would have seen the GDP numbers today showing that GDP growth has fallen, that construction, investment and agricultural output have all fallen, it would be a dangerous time to take on more risks. And the Bank of England governor, and you've spoken about other economists' views, but I would argue, and I think most people would see the Bank of England governor as the most respected economist. He thinks it's the biggest domestic risk to financial stability. You don't share that view.
By the way, I don't even believe it's the biggest domestic risk to stability. The Bank of England's printed £500 billion of quantitative easing. It's bought back bonds, its own bonds. It's collapsed interest rates to zero for 8 years and created asset bubbles all over the place, from property to stock market to the like. The biggest domestic risk this country faces of deflation is asset bubbles.
What do you think the implications of leaving the EU would be on interest rates, Mr. Banks?
In what sense?
Well, what do you think will happen to interest rates, Mr. Banks?
Interest rates in America are zero. Interest rates in Switzerland are negative. Interest rates in Japan are zero. And interest rates in the UK will remain zero because everything's... And that's why it's all at zero.
Well,
so you can say that interest rates go up,
Mr. Banks, I didn't say anything about what would happen to interest rates. I was asking
Mr.
Banks, the way these committees work is we ask questions and you answer them. Well, you haven't listened to the question. Yeah. My question was, what do you think, Mr. Banks, will happen to interest rates in the event that we leave the European Union?
I was attempting to answer that. The interest rates worldwide are either zero or negative, and they will remain at zero or negative in this country, whether we Brexit, exit or Lexit or do anything else.
So you don't think there'll be any implications?
Absolutely not.
I don't think there'll be any implication at all. Interest rates are not set by whether or not we are a member of a political union, and for people on the Remain camp, such as the Prime Minister, to suggest that mortgage rates would rise is complete and utter nonsense.
What
interest rates are set by totally different economic factors.
By the way, interest rates should rise. Do you think it's normal to have 0% interest rates? It's telling you something, isn't it, really?
So you think that interest rates should rise? If you were the Bank of England on the Monetary Policy Committee, you'd put up interest rates?
You're putting words into my mouth.
What you I just said they should rise, Mr.
I Banks. Said, in a normal course of events, it's not normal to have 0% interest rates. It's telling you that something's very wrong.
During the grilling, he was asked by Labour MP Rachel Reeves what effect he thought leaving would have on UK interest rates. A bristly, apparently, Mr. Banks said, quote, interest rates in the US are zero. Interests in Switzerland are negative, interest rates in Japan are zero, and interest rates in the UK will remain zero because everything's buggered. He added, interest rates worldwide are either zero or negative and will remain zero or negative whether we Brexit, exit, Lexit, or anything else. End quote. His co-director, Richard Tice, added that claims that mortgage rates would rise after Brexit are complete and utter nonsense. But the wealthy entrepreneur and UKIP donor admitted the immediate effect of Britain leaving the EU would probably be a drop to 10% in the price of the pound. Elsewhere in his appearance, he stuck to his comments, declaring the claimed £4,300 per household cost of Brexit as a bargain basement cost. He was asked by Labour's Helen Goodman whether he knew what the median household income was, to which he replied £45,000. It is, in fact, £25,630. And he attacked the Electoral Commission's decision to award official out-campaign status to rival group Vote Leave, rather than his Leave.eu organisation, saying it was a stitch-up. You see, once again, there he is telling the truth, and the Mirror is backing the government quite clearly on this and attacking the man who has funded Leave.eu. And don't forget, there's that movie as well. Brexit, the movie. Funded, mostly to the tune of £50,000, by donations to Leave.eu. Yet Vote Leave get the official nomination. I wonder why that is. Is that maybe because they need to save the Tory party's backside?